Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hello, I'm Diane Williams, class of 1993 from Houston Baptist University. And now I'm privileged to be a Houston Baptist University trustee. And I'm so thrilled that I can serve on this board at HBU because I have a lot of Husky pride. And I love HBU. I came to HBU in 1991 after going to several other places to get my degree. I had been to several other places over the years because I married my high school sweetheart, and I went off to A&M with him for 4 years, and then we started having our family the fifth year. And at the time that we went to A&M, there were no women going there, so I had to work while he went to school. And I got a PhD degree there, though, for pushing hubby through. And so, but I really always wanted my college degree because I had planned to go to college after high school until I fell in love. But I'm just so thrilled that I was able to finish my degree at Houston Baptist University because it's such a great place to get your degree. It's really, truly a higher education. And I say that because it's a Christian university, and I'm so privileged that I could come here. After having our children, we had three, all in the 1960s, the last one being in 69, and so I saw my way clear after the third one was in school. I thought, well, I can go back to school now, to college. And so I came out to HBU in the 70s. But life got in the way later again, and so I didn't get to finish. And so then in the 90s, as I said, I'm a class of 93, so excited that I finally did get to come out here and finish my degree at HBU. I'm so thrilled that I can still serve here. I've been serving here I've been here for three decades, since 91, and so I just feel like this is home to me, and I love it here. I've just had a lot of wonderful memories here, and now that I'm on the board, and I have been on the board, this is, I think, my 22nd, third year on the board, but I just love it, and it keeps me young, and I love serving here. I love the fact that I was on the committee that brought Dr. Robert Sloan here as our president, and I'm so thrilled to know him and to be able to be a part of his team on the board, and I'm very thankful for that.
You know, Dr. Diane Williams, and don't let me forget the doctor, in 2006, Diane Williams received an honorary doctorate, Doctor of Humane Letters, from Houston Baptist University. That's really quite notable. You know, there's so many great things I could say about you and your husband. I mean, you guys have been just amazing to the cause of Christ all over Houston. And of course, your involvement with HBU, just amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry, because I think about my family as well, who a lot of them have been involved, and especially Stanley. Mm-hmm. And he helped with the Brown Building when it was redone, and he's helped so many with so many things. He loves it as much as I do out here, and I'm just so privileged that he is a part of it. And I know my son-in-law got an MBA out here, and our daughter was so excited about Kiza and wanted to help with Kiza and with her children, and they still carry that on. And so You know, it's just so great that my family's involved too with it.
Well, and the beauty is, I mean, the way that is giving back in the form of all of these students that are graduating, that are going to all these different fields, and they go with the light of Jesus Christ, with academic excellence. You've just written an article in our Pillars magazine that's taking special recognition of the reaccreditation from SACS, the accrediting monitoring group for higher ed. They came into here and they were just really taken by HBU. I mean, I stood back with other members of the executive council and I just said, wow. I mean, this was such a short process and they were asking us so many things about what HBU does. And mm-hmm. credit to Dr. Robert Sloan, who is a scholar, mm-hmm. and he's driven the university forward with that beautiful anchor, not only biblically, but cutting edge scholarship and excellent academia. Diane, I mean, take us back. I mean, wow. When you came here in 93, where the university was then and what you've seen, you've been on the board 20 years. Tell about what you've seen God do.
My, I've seen him do so much. I just see all these new buildings. Now the Law and Liberty building is just, I stood out there and just stared at it a while ago. It's mm-hmm. just magnificent. But I've just seen so many things take place here. Football team I've seen. I'm just amazed at how much this place has grown since I got here in the 90s, early 90s. It's just wonderful.
And, you know, I mean, to me it's stunning, and Dr. Sloan has brought this up more than once. Often we hear about a Christian university that's in a city. Rarely do you hear about a really solid Christian university that's in one of the largest cities of America. Mm-hmm. And Houston is dynamic. Mm-hmm. Soon to be maybe the third largest city in the United States. We know New York's emptying, Chicago's emptying, California's emptying by the thousands. And lots of people are coming to Texas and a lot of people to Houston. It means a lot having a university in a city this size.
It really does. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable what's happening out here.
And I mean, were you raised here?
I was born in Texarkana.
Okay.
But we moved to Dallas from there, and that's where I went to high school.
Okay.
In Dallas. That's where I met Stanley, and at South Oak Cliff High School in Dallas.
Okay.
And they just won the football championship this year.
Sure.
Stanley played football when he was there, but I don't think they won the championship.
I think I've spoken it, and I've got to say that I'll never forget 1987. Your husband was literally the military commander, and when Second Baptist had me come to town, and we did 36 assemblies in 5 days, mm-hmm. and I'll never forget every day Stanley would pick me up at the Houstonian, and he'd say, here's what we're doing today, and it'd be 5 or 6 assemblies, but the way that was so organized, we spoke to 42,000 kids in 5 days. And now where Joel Osteen speaks, we did a rally down there. And nearly 700 kids came to Christ that night.
Stanley loved that experience with you. He still talks about it.
Well, and remember we were in Memorial High School. He told me the other day, a girl came up right after the talk and just said, I need God. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's only so much we could say about mm-hmm. the Lord. Mm-hmm. But
He loved that
experience. He did an amazing job.
And, you know, he was in the ROTC at South Oak Cliff when we were there. And then at A&M, of course, he was in the Corps. And he went into regular Army. And we thought he was going to be in the Army for a career. But he decided to go into business for himself instead. But I think that's where he learned all of that bossing that he did.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Moving people around and all that.
Well, he's very skilled at it. And you guys have, he's been in commercial contracting, building all kinds of mm-hmm. buildings, probably all over America. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell us about your children now.
Well, we had 2 girls and 1 boy. And, of course, our son is in business, has taken over the business many years ago when he got out of college. And we had he was the middle child. Our oldest was she was killed in a car accident when she was 16. And Jay was 2 years younger, so he was 14 at that time, and the youngest daughter was seven. No, she was six. Yeah, six. Anyway, she was 10 years younger than our oldest daughter. But Jay, of course, our youngest daughter died. It'll be 10 years this year that she died. And she was the one who was really involved in HBU.
Mm.
But Jay, our son, is not only involved in our business, but he, when we got out of A&M, I say we, I was working there, but when we finished at A&M, Stanley was sent to Germany. So we went to Germany, and our son was born when we were over there. So when he was 21, he had to declare which citizen, if he wanted to be a German citizen or an American citizen. Of course, you know what he chose, but I didn't realize that he couldn't have both, when we had him. But anyway, I think that's kind of interesting that he was born in Germany. He likes to tell everybody that, so.
That's amazing. You know, Diana, it must really bless your heart to think back that you were on that committee that helped bring Dr. Sloan here. Mm-hmm. Because it was, an amazing thing to get someone of his stature. He's a scholar. He really knows higher ed. He knows mm-hmm. Christian education from a university standpoint. You know, I told Dr. Sloan once, I said, running a mega church is one thing. Leading a university is like 100 mega churches. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is like a virtual city here.
Mm-hmm.
And it never stops. And, you think of if you had 50 Sunday school classes here, we got hundreds in the form of classes. And I told him, that's why Christy and I pray for him and for Sue all the time, for the Lord to give them strength and for them to feel support. But what does it feel like to you knowing that God used you to bring that man here at a critical moment who was God's man, who also then took the growth of the university to a whole new level?
Well, it makes me feel very humble, actually, because our previous president, Dr. Hodo, had asked me to chair that committee, the search committee. And I was just overwhelmed when I was asked to do that. But it was such a wonderful experience. Ray Cox was chair of the Board of Trustees at the time, and of course he worked closely with us. And that was just a wonderful time for me to really get to know what HBU from the top down was all about. And to be able to be on that, to chair that committee, actually. And I can't say anything but that it was such a privilege for me not only just to meet Dr. Sloan, but actually to get to know him and have him here as our president.
You know, another thing that's notable to me, because like you, I've been involved with churches for four decades and boards and ministries and whatnot. It's amazing to me the solidarity among the HBU board in spirit and intent and in conviction. Mm-hmm. I sat the other morning with a man who represents a pretty renowned family where they had given a lot of money to a university that now is vacillating on all the social issues and on where they stand. And much to the severe disappointment to this family that had gone the distance, helping them. And it was a joy for me to pull out the Pillars magazine of the fall 2021 and to be able to share with him, well, in Houston, in a large city, HBU is committed to these 10 core convictions. And I wrote in that magazine that I don't think there was a more defining moment where I had such pride about HBU, not in myself, but in HBU, And when Dr. Sloan stood in front of the faculty before school ever began, before we'd ever printed, and he said to the faculty, hundreds of faculty, this is what we're committed to. Mm. We're not ashamed to say it. We want to say it with compassion, but this is our convictions. And the faculty embraced that. There's no wishy-washy, but there's a huge gate of compassion. What does that mean to you as a board member? I mean, give me your observations.
Hearing your side of it from the faculty side of it, it just makes me think about when we heard the 10 pillars from Dr. Sloan and then read. I not only heard them from him personally, but then reread them. I mean, you don't expect a university to be that forthcoming, mm-hmm. but when you think about a Christian university, then you can expect it, but I think it's even more than we expected that he came up with all these wonderful convictions.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Sure. I was just going to say that those core convictions, I mean, for those of us who've been around a little bit, mm-hmm. we've seen people try to reinvent themselves and change, and unfortunately some even fall away. And you see this university that's solid on those. Mm-hmm. So it makes us solid in sharing the vision.
Yeah, that's right.
And asking people to help make the vision happen. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the board is amazing for me to watch, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's just, and there's quite a few of us, and we're all together on this. It is something that I love being a part of.
You know, another thing that I want to just pause and say, because everything rises and falls on leadership, and leadership is so important, but as a leader, watching Dr. Sloan and his graciousness, I mean, it's really amazing when you have a strong leader who's super gracious. Mm. And, you know, I will tell you, he reminds me the closest of when I met Billy Graham. He reminds me in persona. Mm-hmm. Very, very gracious. So you have the strong convictions, the graciousness. What's that like as a board member to follow a leader like that?
Well, it's easy to follow a leader like that. I mean, it's a privilege he's remarkable, the way he leads. And he leads in such a, well, you said it, but I mean, he leads graciously, but he's not aggressive with his leadership.
Yeah.
He's just the kind of leader that you want to follow.
Absolutely. And so, as we know, some leaders can be abusive, and he's the exact opposite of that.
He is.
I want to just highlight for a moment, you know, you joined the board in 1997. You're appointed board chair in 2005, the first woman to hold that post. In 2006, you received an honorary doctorate. You're a member of the guild. Dr. Williams and Stanley, your husband, have left a lasting imprint on the university. That's a remarkable statement. And I just want to say thank you for the role you're playing, because this is my 234th podcast sitting at this table.
Is it?
Yeah. So I've heard many, many stories, and I've said to some of our team, I said, I wish when you get overwhelmed and discouraged and face challenges, which we all do, that you could just have a little snippet of these stories that I've heard of transformed lives, of people, students who've said, I came here and it was a family, people cared about me. And many who said, I came to faith because I came to HBU. Athletic coaches who want to win but say, you know, the greater win we want to do is to lead students to faith in Jesus Christ. Mm. And, you know, I mean, Diane, that's an amazing thing, isn't it?
It is.
Just totally,
it's just, it is. That's what makes it so great to be a part of this Christian university.
And so the next major building to be dedicated will be the Center for Law and Liberty.
Yes.
Which is something of a replica, or however we want to word that, of Independence
mm-hmm.
Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Be the highest structure, I guess, on the campus. What will that be like for Stanley and you when that building's dedicated in this long-lasting imprint you've had here?
It just, the main thing that it will mean to us is that it's a part of Stuart Morris's legacy, and that he has been such an influence on us.
Mm-hmm.
He's just been wonderful to, you know, I can't say enough great things about him, and to think that this, and when I look at that Law and Liberty building, I think of him, and I'm sure Stanley does too. He's very close to Stuart Morris, and we just and of course we've been to Boston, we've seen that building, and it's just so exciting to think that here in Houston, Texas, in our university, that there's going to be a replica of that building.
And the way that Chris Hammond's, the teaching about the Constitution here,
yes,
and law and liberty and free enterprise.
Yes.
And the value of capitalism, mm-hmm. certainly not the revisionist contemporary line that we often hear. I mean, these are values that will allow a student not just to get trained, but to go make a successful career,
mm-hmm.
and glorify God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I also want to point out the Williams played a key role in fundraising and construction of the Morris Cultural Arts Center, Beelin Chapel, and funded the adjacent Williams Foundation, which serves as a place of rest and spiritual reflection. I love that. And as a member of the HBU Football Founders Touchdown Club, Dr. Diane Williams and Stanley are among the benefactors whose generosity helped establish intercollegiate football at HBU. That's quite a list.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you mentioned the fountain, did you?
Yes.
The fountain, and we always hear such good things about that fountain, how the students gather there, and we just love to hear stories about how they gather there to, you know, that it's such a great place for the students.
Well,
and we love that.
Yeah,
we're really thrilled. And when it first was built, we were so excited. We've got great pictures of our grandchildren, who were very small at the time, walking, of course, but a lot of them, there's only four of them, but they played in the pool for one night when there was nobody around, but played in the fountain. But we love that. We love the fact that the students really enjoy that.
Absolutely. Well, and we both know that students have a lot of pressure on them.
Yes.
And what I love too about here at HBU is that faith component helps with the shocks of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not if we're going to have shocks. All of us have shocks.
Yes.
But we're able to get on the couch of God's grace and mercy, mm-hmm. and communicate through prayer. That obviously is a destination for young people, mm-hmm. here and faculty, mm-hmm. at HBU. You know, Diane, I just want to thank you for all that you and Stanley have done for Houston Baptist University.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are a great gift to our campus, to the whole mission. It's amazing, but now students in 42 states,
mm-hmm.
online. And so that almost is. All 50 states,
yeah.
have students from HBU. Would you have ever thought?
No, that gives me chill bumps to think about it. That's just marvelous. Mm.
There is a place for you at HBU, and you can learn more about it, hbu.edu/admissions. There's all kinds of questions like, how can I fit? Could I get financial assistance? Dispelling the misnomer that, oh, that's a private school that only rich people can go to, when 90% of our students receive some form of financial aid. Learn more at hbu.edu/admissions or 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. And of course, as we cited a moment ago, you can come to HBU from wherever you live. Perhaps you have a daytime job and you say, I want to finish that degree at night. Or like Dr. Williams, you said, I started, but I want to finish my degree, but I can't get to Fondren. How can I do it? HBUonline.com. And we have people standing by to answer your questions, 855-428-1960. And we have here before us Stanley and Diane Williams, who have provided leadership for the university and they've given to make the dream come true. And we want to encourage you to remember HBU and your giving. What could be more important in the world we're in today than sending out men and women of all ages, trained, rigorously trained with academic excellence, with a Christian worldview? HBU is doing that. You can be a part by giving at our secure portal, hbu.edu/giving, or you can call 281-649-3222. Diane, I love you so much, and your husband. I thank God for you, and we're just very grateful for you being here today and sharing with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.